Hey, everybody. Welcome to Southern Dippity. I am your co-host, Amanda Umfriss, author of Family Circle.
And I'm your host, Jeff Umfriss, the husband.
Aren't you the co-host?
Well, you just said you were the co-host.
Well, why do you get to be the host?
Well, you be the host. You're the author.
Ah, there we go.
I'm the
much
co-host.
Better.
I'm the co-host.
Have y'all missed us? It's been a while.
It's been a long time. You guys thought we were gone, but you can't get rid of us.
I know, right? So what happened?
Well, life happened, like we say. We always get busy with our kids and life. But then, unfortunately, in August, I got COVID, and then I gave it to the rest of my family. And tell you guys, it was by the grace of God, I'm sitting here talking to you. It was an emotional time. It was a stressful time. It was probably one of the toughest things I've ever been through. But God got us through it, and I'm here talking to you today, and so is my wife.
Yeah. And not only did we have COVID, but I also lost my sister as well, one of my sisters. And so we've really been challenged this past August, and we made it through with our faith and just prayer and support from our family and friends. So it's been a tough ride for us, but we're back.
Yeah. We're really blessed with a lot of good friends and family. And, that's what's got us through most of our lives, you know, is family, faith, family and friends. But when you need your family, they're always there and your friends. And that means a lot. And some people don't have that, you know.
I agree. Some people don't. And also something else exciting has happened in the time frame. My first novel came out, Family Circle, Claire St. John.
Yeah. She's had, two book signings?
Two book signings. A third one coming up.
Yeah, the third one's coming up. That's right. In your hometown of Houston, Mississippi.
Yep, in Houston, Mississippi. We'll be there December 4th. Right?
Well, I don't know.
Yep, December 4th from 5 to 8. Yep, we'll be there.
Okay.
But let's go to Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah, let's talk about Thanksgiving, some of my favorite times of the year.
Turkey Day.
Turkey Day. Yeah. I mean, do you remember, like, Thanksgiving, like, these kids now with all their phones and video games? They have no idea of waking up on Thanksgiving Day and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade's on. I mean, that's a big deal.
I never liked the Macy's.
Why?
I don't know. I just wasn't one of those people, but it seemed like everybody watched the parade.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'd sit there for hours. I mean, it was a babysitter. I mean, I would go down there in the living room, that old TV, and just watch the Macy's. You got the big balloons. You had Spider-Man, Mickey Mouse, maybe. I don't remember, but the big turkey would come through. And, of course, Santa Claus always came through, and the Rockettes. Man, I know all this stuff. This is great.
I don't think they had it last year, did they? Or was it virtual?
I don't know. But, now my kids, I'm like, look how cool this is, guys. Look at the turkey, you know. And they're just like glance off their electronic device. And like, uh-huh. Is that what you watched?
Well, they don't think everything you think is cool, especially Charlie Brown.
Oh,
I went there.
That's a
Charlie Brown.
That is the reason to wake up on Thanksgiving Day, man.
Nope.
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special. Oh, man. Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah.
I never liked Charlie Brown either.
Well, I did. We didn't have many cartoons. You had to catch them on Saturday or the specials. And I mean, that's when you got to see the Peanuts cartoons, was the Thanksgiving and Christmas usually. And the Great Pumpkin. We just saw it. I made y'all watch that. That was
every year. No lie. He makes us watch Charlie Brown's Great Pumpkin. And we all just sit there like,
And the Thanksgiving and the Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. But we do it because we love you.
Well, it's great.
We sit through it.
I mean, I love the Thanksgiving. Snoopy gets on top of his house and he acts like he's fighting the Red Baron in the plane fight. I mean, it's great. And then Woodstock and Snoopy are getting ready for Thanksgiving, setting the table, and that little song comes up, Little Birdie. You remember that?
No.
Oh, no.
Could you sing it for us a little more?
No, that's all I really remember. But it's Charlie Brown is making Thanksgiving for Peppermint Patty. Her and Marcy invite themselves, you know, inappropriately invite themselves. And Charlie Brown panics. And all they got is popcorn, jelly beans, and toast.
Where's the turkey?
Yeah, and she's like, where's the turkey? Where's the pumpkin pie? Where's the stuffing? You know, and she's very ungrateful. Wow. I never liked Peppermint Patty.
Really?
Yeah, she just seemed like a bully almost.
Well, maybe not a bully, maybe assertive.
Yeah, too assertive, yeah. But
she just had to have what she wanted when she wanted.
That's right. But at the end of the episode, everything works out. They all go to Charlie Brown's grandmother's, and she lives in a condominium, and they sing Over the Hill and Through the Woods to Grandmother's House We Go. Remember that?
I don't, but yeah. I'm sure we'll watch
it again. Well, it's great. Everybody needs to watch it. So anyway, enough about Charlie Brown.
Did you know that 46 million turkeys are eaten on Thanksgiving Day?
I believe that. Yeah, that's a lot of turkey.
I mean, how much turkey is that? Like 16 truckloads or something crazy?
No, more than that. It's 46 million.
I know.
That's a lot of turkeys. I mean, I can't see that far.
Do you like turkey?
Yeah.
You hesitated.
Sometimes when I'm not in a foul mood.
Dun, dun, dun. Pun intended, right?
you know what a turkey's favorite food is on Thanksgiving?
No, what?
Nothing. It's already stuffed.
Well, that's corny.
Yeah.
All right. What do you remember about Thanksgiving? What's your favorite memory?
Well, I mean, I can just tell you how my day went. Like, I mean, I woke up and would go like straight down to the TV, turn on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, watch that bad boy, hang out. Then sometimes my Aunt Frieda would come pick me up. Most of the time, Aunt Frieda would come pick me and my brother up, and we'd go to my dad's family, the Umphrey side, and we would go celebrate Thanksgiving at my grandmother's old house, and that was great. We'd take our guns because we'd go deer hunting. My Uncle Marcus would take us hunting, and so we'd show up down to my other grandmother, Ma Umphrey. We'd show up to her house, and we'd go deer hunting, and then we'd come back for the Thanksgiving dinner, like we would eat. But that's kind of how my day went. Of course, I caught the Charlie Brown special and all that in between. I don't remember exactly when, but yeah, it was all about family and food and hunting. That's what I remember.
Family, food, and hunting. So mine was a little bit different. I just remember staying inside or playing outside for the most part and just watching TV. I can remember it always seemed a little warm in the house because it was colder back then, I feel like, than it is sometimes now.
Yeah.
But it was warmer, and I just remember we'd go outside and play ball or run around and things like that as well.
Yeah, kids actually played outside and get out from under the adults, and, you know, and the old folks would turn the gas.
But we didn't have cell phones.
Well, no.
We didn't have anything to do.
You didn't have anything to do.
You played with your cousins.
That's right. You were...
You built forts, and you played hide and seek. And
yeah, I mean, you have to entertain.
Yes, you do. Did you know that in 1621, the New World celebrated the first Thanksgiving?
Yes, that was with the, the English colonists,
the pilgrims
from Plymouth.
Yep, right? 90 Indians attended and 53 pilgrims.
Oh, wow.
Did you know they didn't eat a turkey?
Well, who came up with the turkey?
I don't know.
So there was no turkey?
No turkey.
I wonder
it lasted 3 days. Imagine if we had Thanksgiving that lasted 3 days.
Oh, wow, what a blessing. Everybody just hanging out, being friends, eating. Go to bed, wake up.
Eating turkey sandwiches, turkey dressing.
Wake up and do it all over again.
Exactly.
My weight would struggle worse than it does now.
3 days of turkey.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be turkey.
But they didn't call it Thanksgiving. They called it the feast, right? And so the feast lasted for 3 days.
Jeez, I had no idea.
Abraham Lincoln, in October 3rd, 1863, made Thanksgiving a national holiday.
Oh, okay. That's where it came from, Abe Lincoln.
You learned something today.
I didn't know that he made that the national holiday.
He did. That's where it came from. Huh. So now we have Thanksgiving Day. Now, I'm not real sure where the turkey came from. So if y'all know, post it on our Facebook page.
We may have to Google it. But yeah, if anybody knows.
I don't know when the turkey got associated with Thanksgiving. Because back when it began, there was no turkey.
Well, that's all I know is the turkey.
But even growing up, we were taught the turkey was there. Remember?
I thought so.
Yeah. But supposedly there was no turkey.
Probably wasn't a lot of anything. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they brought turkeys in later. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Huh. That's crazy. Do they have any Thanksgiving soup? You ever had Thanksgiving soup?
No. What is that?
Well, the reason we hadn't had it, it's very expensive to make. It's got 24 carats. So it costs a lot.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Was I supposed to get that?
Yeah.
Y'all should have seen the face I just gave him. I was like, what is that? All right, tell it one more time. Let me see if I get it.
Thanksgiving Day soup.
Okay.
You ever had it?
No.
Because it's too expensive, because it's 24 carats.
So, like, the carat.
Oh, airhead. Airhead alert. Man.
Oh, dear.
Man, you're.
Any more little jokes you got for us?
I'll have one for you here in a little. Oh, I did have one. Do you know the instrument that the turkey likes to play most?
Feather something?
No, the drumstick.
What's your best turkey interpretation? Let me hear it.
I can't do a gobble gobble.
Try.
Dude, when I was growing up in Mantachie, the guy from Alabama would come to the pool hall. His name was Steven. I forgot, Steven, if you're out there, I forgot your last name, but we called him Turkey. That was his nickname. Dude could do sound effects, but he could do a turkey better than a turkey call for a hunter.
He from the area?
He was from, like, right across the line. Like, I think he lived in Saltillo, but he lived in Alabama too, but his parents would drop him off. He was a little bit older. But Steven was his name, but we called him Turkey. And all you guys from Mantachie know who I'm talking about. But dude could play basketball like a champ, and he could make a siren like a police, like the siren coming. Like, he would make people mad because he'd start doing that. And be like, where's the cops going? You know, no.
Kind of like that actor.
Yeah, it's Turkey. But, like, he would do the turkey. I mean, I've never heard another human being be able to do a turkey with just their mouth.
So, oh my gosh.
It's unreal. But anyway, Steven, I hope you're doing well, buddy. But yeah. So.
All right.
Well, so what else you got over there?
Well, I have some old traditions. You think you want to talk a little bit about those?
Yeah.
So something that people did in the 80s was they had kid tables at Thanksgiving. So the adults would eat at one table and the kids would eat at another table. And I actually remember this.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you remember TV trays?
Yeah. I mean,
set up TV trays, and you would sit at the couch and watch TV.
Your mom still got them, don't she?
Yeah.
There's like five of them.
She gave us some at one point.
Stacking this little thing on the side, and you hide them in the corner of your house. And when you have company, you just put the old TV trays out, and that's what you did. I mean, that's a big seller, man. I mean, now everybody's just laying on the couch, whatever, eating whatever, spilling. But
they
no,
need to bring TV trays back to popularity.
Well, I'm sure they're still there.
They're amazing. When the kids were little, we used them just so they could have snack and things. And they're amazing to have. I don't know why we don't use those anymore.
Well, I mean, things change. Everybody changes. Like I said, everybody's all over the house now, not even using a table. But now I remember the kids' table. They'd set up a older table, put a cloth on it, and you kids get over here and get out of the way.
Yeah.
You can't set up under us adults while we're talking. They're talking politics and everything else. I mean.
But they didn't have cell phones.
No.
So the political climate was different back then. You didn't know everything, or you didn't get misinformation as quickly as you seem to apparently get now.
No, you can't listen to anything now. You know, I mean, you just had to read the paper, and journalists wrote and told the truth, and you know, the parents.
Or you hoped they told the truth because you didn't know any different.
Well, that's right. We just assumed, but I think so. A lot more than they do now. But we won't get on that.
Don't go there. Don't get on your soapbox.
But no, that's what it was. You know, you're just stuffed. You can't eat anymore. The women are in there fixing, you know, I mean, cleaning up the kitchen, washing dishes, and men are sitting there talking. Usually the Detroit Lions play football on Thanksgiving Day. They all always remember that.
That's interesting.
They showed like two awesome turkeys on TV, and John Madden's like, look at those two birds down there. That looks good. You know, and then they'd have a pumpkin pie, and you know, and I'm like, man, Barry Sanders is playing on TV today. It was awesome. And, but you know, to us, you know, one of the most special things in college football is Thanksgiving Day. And that's when the Mississippi State Bulldogs play the Ole Miss Rebels.
They used to not do that, though, right?
Well, they've done it, I think, when we were younger. And then they took it away for many years, played the game in Jackson. And I remember that. And then they brought the game back to each other's campus. So
yeah.
It was in Starkville or Oxford. But they'll sign a TV contract is the main thing. And like with ESPN, and they'll play Thanksgiving night. But some of my best Thanksgivings was after family. When I got old enough to go to college football, I would leave the family hunting and all that stuff. And we'd go down to Oxford or Starkville. Now, that's some of the best times of my life is an egg bowl on Thanksgiving night. Sometimes
I remember though when they did that little switch, people were really upset about it because it was taking away from family time.
Yeah, no, I know it does. It's all about TV ratings. But I tell you what, you know, the families that are close that can go, It's really a lot of fun. You know, we went down there.
Yeah, we took the kids some too.
Thanksgiving kind of food.
Yeah, and, you fried a turkey.
Tailgates and things like that. Well, yeah, we used to fry a turkey. Me and Matt would fry one every year.
Yep. That's right.
So, so if you've never been to an egg bowl on Thanksgiving and you can break away from the family, that's a good time.
Yeah, not everybody wants to go to the egg bowl.
Yeah, well, I do.
So, you're missing it this year.
Yeah, I'm missing it this year. That's right.
So we're taking a little trip for Thanksgiving. We're gonna have a different Thanksgiving this year.
We're gonna change some things up, but that's okay. I will be watching my Bulldogs play the Rebels, and I'll be cheering for the Bulldogs, and Amanda will be cheering for her Rebels.
Hotty toddy.
Hell State. before we go, I got one more for you.
What is it?
What do you call a turkey that you see the day after Thanksgiving?
Dead?
No. When you see a live turkey.
Oh, he's alive. Oh, I don't know.
He's lucky. A turkey after Thanksgiving is lucky if you see one.
If you survive these corny jokes, congratulations to you. But here we go. We have really enjoyed getting to talk to you all for a little bit. Give you a little update of where we've been, what we've been doing. We will be a little more consistent now. So thank you so much for joining in. As always, you can find us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Southern Dippity, and our email is southerndippity@yahoo.com. Send us a message or send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. I am your co-host.
No, you're the host.
I am the host. Amanda Umphress, author of Family Circle.
And I'm co-host Jeff Umphress, the husband.
Of Family Circle.
Right. Well, hey, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving and go dogs.
Hotty toddy out there. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.